Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
What's going on, Klein and Ali?
Are you ready?
Hello, Klein and Ali, you little bitch.
Klein and Ali, it's just okay.
Just don't let things bother you too much.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, what up, Klein and Ali?
Whoa, sweet damn snake, did you see that?
Be the Klein and Ali show.
Let's get the show started. The show started. Show started.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
Oh my God!
Go away, coyote!
Wow.
Woohoo.
I'm gonna be eggless.
That's a big bird, man.
It's not about that Monday, Tuesday. No one cares about Wednesday.
Eggs.
Thursday. Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah, I'm pasty.
Are you ready for the rear end? Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the rear end? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, trash. Thursday, Friday, forget about that. Friday, Saturday, Wednesday, Sunday, sleeping in, eating brunch.
There's a lot of weird stuff in my underwear these days.
Saggy ball freaks.
Doot, 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 dootin'. Whatever, you stupid ass.
Hit the beach or hit the mall.
No Menender.
Sleep in, watch movies, read books. Anything goes, just take a look.
Boobies!
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah!
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go!
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah!
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go!
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah!
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go!
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah!
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go!
Are you ready for the weekend?
Ready for the rear end.
Oh.
Ass. It always comes back to ass. How is it always about ass?
It's Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County.
The Sonic Pulse of Los Angeles.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
All right, hell yeah. Welcome to your weekend. It's Friday here at KROQ and everywhere else. Except Japan, where we're heading. It's already Saturday there. That's right. That's how it works. We are Klein Alley Show. This is K-Rock. A lot of people asking us if we're really doing the show from Japan. We don't know, but we're pretty sure that we had a verbal contract with Richard Pink, who said that we will go out there for the big unveiling of the Ham Dogger in Japan.
Well, we're manifesting. If we keep talking about it, it will happen. It's done. We're putting it out in the universe so that we can go to Tokyo.
It's funny, because I can only imagine if it actually does end up happening, I'm going to be so devastated when they're like, here's the plans. We're like, God, are you serious? We have to do this now? A lot of things we do on the show, we talk about how we really want to do them, and then when it finally comes time to doing them, we're like, oh, why
such
am I...
13-hour flight? 15
hours? I don't know. I'm not looking forward to any of it, so I'm going to manifest the other direction. Let's see who's more powerful at the manifestation.
Just go to Cabo, huh?
Oh,
where,
man.
Where is there a Pink's in Cabo?
Open a Pink's somewhere convenient to us, please.
I actually would be really upset if we did end up going, because I've always wanted to go to Japan, and it would be so cruel that I have to go when I can't have sushi.
Oh, that'd be so hilarious.
Oh, man.
That's why we should do it. Allie, a pregnant woman goes to Japan and can't eat sushi.
I mean, it's all the best sushi in the whole world, and I can't eat it.
It'd be funny if we went, all we could eat was Pink's. We made a deal. We're only eating
Pink's. I can't eat hot dogs either.
Oh, man.
I can't eat any of it.
You'll eat half of the ham dogger. That's tough for you. Well, anyway, we got a decent show to get into today. If you call, we hope to get you on the air. We hope to give you tickets. Although we may not get your names right, and this became a huge sticking point in yesterday's post-show meeting, but apparently... Once again, as I thought, Allie, people seem to enjoy when names get butchered on the airwaves of K-Rock.
Hey, I just got done listening to the repeat of today's episode, and man, I love it when they give you guys the wrong name. When Johnny and Vanessa just give you guys the wrong name, the whole Saul wilting. That was hysterical, man. But I always crack up when I hear those stuff because you and Allie are on the phone, like, saying the name wrong and just looking back there at them like, the you guys gave us the wrong name. And these two dudes are back there like little kids pointing at each other like, no, it wasn't him, it was me. It was, you know, they rarely take accountability when they do that. But, man, that's one of the things that you guys should do, end of the year bloopers of them giving you guys wrong names, because that part makes the show hysterical. All right,
we don't have to wait for the end of the year for that, sir. That'll probably happen later today during the live show.
Well,
so
we
get ready for that.
We have done a name butcher montage many times,
yeah,
because it's not just them in the back. It's also sometimes it is Klein mispronouncing
rarely,
a very clear name.
Rarely.
So there's a number of reasons why, but there is definitely some kind of a folder being created for this.
Once again, the amount of times and different ways that Tanya has been spelled for me over the years is crazy, because that is one of those names. I get a Tania, I got a Tanana, and by the way, I know Tanya how to spell it, but someone back there, we got to do, like, I think we need to go back to remedial reading and spelling the whole show or something.
Well, I've seen it spelled on the call screener, T-A-N-I-A, and you're like, Tania?
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is how you spell Tanya.
Tanya is with a Y. Tanya is with a Y, Allie. T-O-N-Y-A. Tanya.
My old classmate used to be T-A-N-Y-A.
Yeah, that's right, because that's how you spell it. So I think Vanessa's the one who's giving me the Tania names a lot. And I've never been right. We've had zero
Sometimes, if it's in their color ID, I can't get it wrong because it's part of their color ID.
In the history of this show, we've received calls from zero people birth named Tania. None of them. But I've probably said hello to Tania 1,000 times on the show. I can't figure it out.
And one day a Tania will call, so and you will call her Tanya.
Oh, please name your baby Tania.
If your name is Tania, please call the show today so I can butcher your name or get it right for a change. We have the finals of the Dumb Off coming up later this morning. And more importantly, $500 of Allie's cash, which could be yours. If you're listening now or just waking up, get ready for some Allie Knows the News. $500 Friday is finally here. It's a festival happening here tomorrow at Brookside the Rose Bowl. It's called Just Like Heaven. Strokes will be there. Also, well, there's a ton of bands. I'm not going to go over the whole list. Chromeo and LCD Sound System. And the complete lineup is posted. More importantly, we have your tickets. Last chance to win those tickets later this morning from us. So if you're looking for something to do tomorrow, we will make that happen for you. If you're interested in coming to our Endless Summer Kegger, that's a totally different thing that's happening on September 3rd as we say goodbye summer, but also summer will continue with Slightly Stupid, Us and You, and a bunch of other things, and people are starting to get desperate even though it's not happening for a few weeks.
Good morning, Sweet Divots, everyone. Hey, I'm just catching up on the podcast, and you know, you guys still have spots to give away for the, you know, the hangout and everything, and you guys are talking about, you know, like, oh, what can we do to, you know, have people win tickets. You don't have to use it for this, but even like just future events in general or contests, true fans should be able to memorize your guys' intro. My boyfriend, every time we listen to the podcast, that's the very first thing we do is we mouth the words to it.
Whoa.
I think you guys should give a spot to anybody that can successfully recreate the intro.
Interesting.
I don't know. Just an idea. Love you guys.
She's
Bye.
Saying priority. Love you too. She's saying priority for anyone who's a true fan and knows the show so well that they know every single word in the intro to the show.
That is interesting, and it's crazy that you would waste your time on that.
Yeah, but I guess you heard enough.
You should be rewarded.
But instead, we're going to make it easy for everyone today, because at any point during the show, and this will happen at least four times this morning, you will hear a good old fashioned kegger chug chant. It'll sound like this. That's what we'll be yelling to Vanessa as she does her first ever keg stand at the Endless Summer Kegger. So if you would like to win your way in today and you are not looking forward to playing a game or anything like that, you just have to listen for the show. And when you hear the random chug chant that could happen during a song or during something we're saying, or if we drown out one of Allie's boring stories,
okay,
just remember to call immediately when you hear this. So we can get you to the Endless Summer Kegger happening Newport Beach on September 3rd with Slightly Stupid and Us, okay? That'll be happening throughout the morning multiple times, so be ready to listen and call. Right now, though, if you know a thing or two about the news and want to take Allie's money, nothing would put her in a worse mood this morning. I mean, you got the Dumb Off to look forward to.
That's already going to put me in a bad
Someone's
mood.
Someone's going to wear the sash of stupidity for an entire year, which is not a fun, terrible way to spend your next year. But to lose $500 on top of that, oh.
That's rough. And then if I do lose, Klein will buy Vanessa and Johnny breakfast.
Right. So keep in mind, it's a lot on the line.
Right, everyone's rooting against me.
If you would like to call, play, and win, now is the time to give us a call at 800-520-1067. I've got five questions about things happening in the news. Score better than Allie. Get paid. And watch people on the show eat after this on K-Rock.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mysteries seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show.
Klein Alley, you know what time it is? It's just that time. It's Friday. Not any Friday. It's $500 Friday.
$500 could be yours in moments if you do better than Alley answering some questions about the news. If you're not on the phone playing with us, couldn't get through, or just don't care enough, let's see how you would have done had you been on the hot seat battling Allie for $500 of her own money. She's got pregnancy brain. She has early in the morning brain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's... Hmm? Well, you're in the middle of eating something. So
doesn't
anyway.
This look delicious?
Yeah, it looks good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah.
Let's say hi now to a lot of contestants on the phone right now that would like to play the game.
And look, if $500 is on the line, take a few minutes and just kind of review stuff. Study up a little bit.
Yeah, but no
make
cheating.
Make it worth your while.
No cheating. Hey, is this Saul?
No, it's Will. W-I-L-L.
You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me.
Not the same guy from yesterday, though.
Not the same guy.
The guy yesterday was Saul. And you're telling me your name is Will?
My name is Will, sir.
Oh,
Wild Will from
man.
Mid-City.
Has anyone gotten these two names straight?
God damn.
I mean, it's impossible to tell them apart.
Allie's going to leave the K-Rock studios now. Let's say hi to Will from Mid-City, who would like to play the game. Allie's out. Will is on the air. People are fighting in the back.
I'm here.
Perfect. Hold on 1 second. Your round officially begins. No cheating. Let's go.
Allie knows the news.
We have an all-new, highest-grossing R-rated movie of all time. What movie is it?
That would be The Odyssey.
Question number two. There is a new world's oldest person. Happy birthday to Ethel, who turned exactly how old today?
117.
With question number three. Sadly, tragically, a plane crash took place yesterday, killing all eight on board. What state did this plane crash happen in?
Alaska.
Question four. Oh, man. This guy's on a tear right now. Saul and or Will, you are crushing it. Question four. Over 4,500 local jobs in Southern California could go away if what merger goes through?
That would be the Warner Brothers Paramount merger.
Question number five. Potentially a clean sweep. Hershey's is saying to get ready for Halloween this year, they're going to be doing more savory treats as opposed to the sweets, which is not going to make kids happy. What is at least one item that they claim that they're ramping up production on this year more than ever before?
Pumpkin spice Kit Kats.
Pumpkin spice Kit Kats. All right. Well, you stumbled at the end there, but a good round for you, Will. And let's bring Allie in, and we'll score it together. 4 out of 5 should be enough to win some money. Let's find out. Allie, this guy, Will.
I hope so.
His name's Saul.
Saul is no dummy.
Whatever.
And he is here to take your money. He played the game like a true champion. I want to warn you going into it.
Okay.
Things will be tough for you. Question one. We have a new highest grossing R-rated movie of all time.
Yes, we do.
What is that name of that movie?
I believe it is the movie I saw by myself with three other seniors because I had to pay the matinee price, and that would be The Odyssey.
Okay. Sad way to answer the question, but that is the correct answer, The Odyssey. He got that as well.
Damn it.
Tied up 1-1 after one. We go to question number two now. Allie knows the news. $500 Friday. Question two.
Hi, Friday.
We have a new world's oldest person. Happy, happy birthday to Ethel, who turned exactly how old today?
God, 111?
111 is a good guess. I'll tell you who had a better guess.
No.
A man by the name of Will and or Saul, who said 117, and that is the correct answer.
What?
Happy 117th birthday. He got it on the number. So he goes up one as we go to question number three right now. A plane crash happened yesterday. Tragically, all eight people on board died. In what state?
Fun. Let's go with Nebraska.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I got this.
Oh. Wow.
You done, son.
She can't win.
She can't win. Mathematically, she has been eliminated.
What?
He got it right.
Wait, can I change my answer?
No. Well, what the hell? Why not?
You're not going to
know. North Dakota.
You got it. The correct answer is Alaska. You got that right. Allie did not.
Damn.
So we go to question number four now.
God damn.
Over 4,500 local jobs could go away if what merger takes place?
That would be Paramount and Warner Brothers.
He got that as well. That is the right answer. So he's up two now into this final question. And mathematically, you are done. But here we go. Let's give it to you anyway. Hershey's says that this year they're going to create more savory snacks because they think that people are eating healthier, et cetera. What is one of the items they claim that they're going to be making more of this year than ever before?
Health, because it's healthy?
Because it's not candy.
I didn't know either.
Stay out of this.
Just killing time at this point.
Let's just go with the pretzels.
Okay, yeah, they're going to do more pretzels, more cheese puffs, and more some other crap that no one wants.
Everyone wants cheese puffs. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they would rather have candy. Let's be honest. They'd rather have candy. But doesn't matter. He had a stupid guess about pumpkin spice Kit Kats. But hey, at the end of it all.
Oh, my God.
A huge $500 Friday payout for Saul.
And who do I
Will.
Make the check out to?
Congratulations. You. From Mid-City, you are a champion. What a way to start the weekend. Allie, what must you shamefully admit? It's not every week we get ourselves a $500 winner on K-Rock out of the gate.
My name is Allie, and Will and Saul both know the news.
Congratulations, Will.
I got my breakfast now.
Hey, you know.
Yeah, do we, because of Saul, does that mean we get breakfast now?
All right, everyone calm down.
I want breakfast.
Thank you, Saul.
Somehow Allie lost and I lost, and I don't know how that worked out.
All right. Woo-hoo, loser bros.
Let's order some breakfast, everyone. We get breakfast. This is Dominic Fike on K-Rock. Congratulations. Already a big $500 winner this morning. We're just getting started. If you want tickets to Just Like Heaven or would like to join us at the Endless Summer Kegger, you'll have those chances throughout the morning today. And all you got to do is keep listening and, keep the show on. You can listen on the app, listen on the go, whatever, or on the radio like the good Lord intended. A lot of people have a lot of thoughts about the way we do Allie Knows the News here and this whole, I was trying to get better contestants, so I tried to challenge Johnny and Vanessa to find better people to call and play, and I said if they're able to find someone that I can actually beat Allie, I will buy them breakfast. This guy's got a theory about that as well.
Fine. I'm on your side here. I'm trying to help you out. I feel like you need to tell the chicken coop that if they can't bet the contestants for Allie Knows the News good enough, then they owe you guys breakfast, including Jay.
So this guy's theory is that
I couldn't hear him at the end there, including somebody, but we'll never know.
We'll never know who gets breakfast.
No, me.
I don't think so. His phone broke up. We got some beans in here. You can take them. But the point is he's saying that maybe that's the bet, right? If they get good contestants that beat you, I buy them breakfast. If they get bad contestants that crumble under the pressure, they buy us breakfast.
Yeah, they're going to go broke.
I know. But today, it's a breakfast day. So happy Friday. Let's order some breakfast. And last time, though, it got out of control because no one could agree. And next thing I knew, there was like four different places bringing food here.
Vanessa wanted a bagel sandwich type thing. Yeah, and Johnny wanted a smoothie. And then Jake was randomly saying he wanted corn dogs.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah, so we're not doing that again. Just pick a normal breakfast place.
Nothing like a 7:30 corn dog.
Yeah.
Oh, man, so good.
The weirdest collection of people ever. It's like, I thought this was Allie's like pregnancy craving wish list. And I
would
like,
eat all those things,
she's like,
by
no,
the way.
No. That's Jake wants a corn dog. We can't find anyone to bring one here.
Too.
We're not doing corn dogs. I'm sorry. And Johnny, I don't know where all of a sudden you got this bougie appetite where you'll only order from Erewhon or wherever the hell
It's not Erewhon. It's Earth Bar.
Whatever,
it's right
dude.
Across the street.
We're not. Just a regular good old fashioned. Just find a normal goddamn breakfast like Vanessa gets.
A breakfast smoothie?
Like a breakfast sandwich.
So what, you want us to order from like IHOP or something?
Great. Einstein's Bagels down the street?
Sure, great. Last time I think the thing cost me more than Allie lost. I think Allie lost $100. I think I paid out $107 to get all this food here.
Because the smoothies were like $20.
Yeah. And we're not doing that again. I'm sorry.
All right.
Rules.
Corn dogs are cheap.
Those aren't the rules.
You know what? Jake's right. We're just getting corn dogs from now on.
Damn it.
Everyone's getting
corn dogs. Corn dog Fridays.
I'm kind of bummed out. I don't know. Allie, do you think you say I'm not emotional of a person? I don't have a heart and stuff. I mean, you say I have a heart. I'm a good person, but I lack emotion.
You're not emotional for certain things. Yes, but you are a pussy.
A couple people tipped me off. Thank you for saying that. A couple people tipped me off yesterday to a bar that has been in Southern California for almost 30 years and a place that I've had a lot of fond memories at, including the place I met my wife at. And
Chuck E. Cheese?
Chuck E.
Wasn't
Cheese.
Wasn't that a preschool?
That was a playground.
It was a bar called...
Gymboree.
It's the juice bar at my gym. And you're all wrong.
I gave her first apple juice.
There's a bar on La Cienega that's been there for a long-ass time called the Belmont. And apparently it is now doing, unfortunately, what a lot of places are doing, which is shutting down. And I don't know. They didn't explain the reason. I'm sure it's because rents got expensive or business hasn't been good, I guess. It had been around forever. It was one of the first places, just because it was near where I first lived when I moved here, that it was my go-to. If nothing else panned out, if there was that was always a place that go. The amount of football I watched in that place on Sundays and the amount of times I had been rejected by women there. But many fond memories at a bar that I also had not been to in a long time.
Except well, then that's probably why.
Except I did. Well, I live on the other side of the hill, so the odds of me going over the canyon for a drink is just rare. But I did go back there, and I feel like it was the final nail in the coffin. This past year, July was a significant. It was like the anniversary of I think 20 years since I met my wife at that bar.
Whoa. That's a long time.
Met her in 2006 in July at that bar. And we went back there and had a drink. And the bartender there, coincidentally, and this is going to be a real throwback to anyone who's been listening to the show, but the bartender there apparently was the husband of the woman that won the rap contest and came on stage with Limp Bizkit and Us.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was the same bartender from 20 years ago.
No, that guy's long dead.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, hey, I know you. And I was like, oh, yeah, fan of the show? He goes, no. But you gave my wife an opportunity to go on stage and rap with Limp Bizkit.
Wow,
that's
amazing.
Like, that's crazy.
Did he give you for a drink?
I think he did. I think he did comp our drinks, yeah. Which
and that
was
nice. The nail in the coffin.
And I said, those final two drinks is what made them not be able to pay rent. But I found myself getting strangely emotional. And I know that everyone's got a place that maybe is like, was their go-to, is their go-to. And even if you haven't been there in years, it's something nice to know it's open. Nice to know you could go back to it if you wanted to.
You know, I don't want to distract you with math, but 20 years ago, I don't think your wife would have been old enough to drink.
Yep, that's right.
That so is, you met her in a bar.
My math is wrong. It was probably 17 years ago or something. But and to be completely honest, I met her 2 days after her 21st birthday.
Oh, okay.
So the answer is she was.
For you. That's the classic thing to do.
You're
I just was sitting there with a stopwatch going, and go. We're
she's at the Belmont, go.
That's
tragic, though, when a place that you have an emotional connection with has, you know, closed down. There are a few places like that for us that we used to frequent, and then you get those, like, you know, little pop-ups that say this place is closing after, you know, 50, 70 years, and you feel like a little part of you dies.
When I left L.A. for a period, when we moved up to San Francisco to start that show, I had my leaving L.A. party at the Belmont as well. Oh. So, like, I had, that was like, as I said, if I needed to do anything, that was the place. And a lot of people, I was just reading some of the many comments, and it was a lot of people's like, oh, I remember first moving to L.A., this was the first, because it was one of those places there was no, it wasn't like you needed to know someone to get in. You didn't have to have 9 names to drop at the door. They didn't try to convince you, oh, you got to buy 6 bottles. It was just a place you could just go and hang out. And it's sad because it's
a common story.
But we've all had a place that we were like, and we're part of the problem because you go, oh, I used to go there all the time. And you go, yeah, well, that's the issue. It's like people that tell us.
They're the hell were you?
You work at K-Rock? I used to listen to that every day. I go, well, where the hell? We're still here. Right. Where the hell have you been?
But you know what? There are a few places that I know of that have closed down and I was sad. And then they reopened or they were saved. And think about Cole's Friendship. Like those places that they say we're going to close down. And then all of a sudden all these people flood to that place and keep it afloat. So you can be one of those people.
It's funny. I guess the guy who's running it or someone put out a message yesterday, a video on Instagram. And they said, we're not going to go quietly into the night, but we're basically our last day. It's the end of August, so if you'd like to stop by and have one last drink, and I'm thinking to myself, is this one of those things where
it's a cry for help.
Like, this is really not we're closing, but let's go ahead and figure out if we can boost the sales and all of a sudden, you know, stay alive. I couldn't imagine what the rent costs. I mean, even I just know what the rent is on apartments here is crazy. For these businesses...
Well, a lot of these businesses, even if they're full, they're not even making money.
Right, and the restaurant business is terrible. Now all these people aren't drinking anymore. So it sucks.
I think that's a big part of it.
Running
too.
A bar. I mean, that was. I mean,
they need to get a bunch of soju cocktails in there.
Yeah, yeah. All those hipstery, weird dry drinks.
Dirty Allie's, sodas.
Allie, I think the real problem, Allie, is that you're not. You're pregnant. You're not drinking anymore.
And well, as soon as this baby gets out of here, I will frequent every single bar in this area.
So for anyone who's lost a place, thoughts with you this morning and a moment of silence for that. We come back in a moment. When we return, we have your news to get to. Then a brand new hour of the show, complete with the finals for the Dumb Off. People are very excited for the Dumb Off finals today. Someone is going to wear the sash of stupidity, and we have those tickets for you to join us at our Endless Summer Kegger happening in mere moments here on K-Rock.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get into your ADD news. Then a brand new hour of the show can officially begin. Let me see why everyone's on the phone right now. Jenna, Fountain Valley, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, why are you calling?
I would really love to go to the Endless Summer Kegger.
Well, you did call at the exact right time. After the chug chant, you called. You'll be joining us on September 3rd, Endless Summer Kegger. You're as good as in. Bring a friend, no lamos, and we will see you there.
Oh, my gosh, you guys, thank you so much. My husband and I just celebrated our 20th anniversary, and Slightly Stupid has been a part of our relationship for the whole 29 years we've been together. Oh, I'm so excited.
That's great.
Boring.
No, stop. It's a lovely story.
Excuse me. You just talked about how that beautiful story. Bar that you went
years.
To 20
That's
years.
Incredible. In this town, 20 years is unbelievable. I mean, it doesn't mean much in Wisconsin, but right here in L.A., 20 years, it's I never heard of before.
I know. You didn't marry someone younger six different times? Congratulations.
Jenna, congratulations. Hold on, and we will see you at the Slightly Stupid Endless Summer Kegger. Hold on, all right?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Let's get into this, your news now, and then a brand new hour of the show will begin. And don't worry, you'll be hearing that chug chant many times this morning, so just call when you hear it and win your way in, and that's all happening after this.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
The drama continues with the Paramount Warner Brothers merger. Of course, there are investigations happening about how this deal will work out, and there's a strong belief that this will not be good for the industry. It won't be good for Hollywood. They are trying to get around it by promising to release a certain amount of movies in theaters every year. And someone crunched the numbers, and they estimated an average of 4,500 jobs will be lost in L.A. over the next 3 years. And they also estimate a total of $1.26 billion in wages are at risk if this deal goes through. But, of course, it's going to be super great for all the people in the suits that want to consolidate all their debt and they want to streamline everything. And, of course, it's going to be bad for people who like to make movies and people who like to watch movies.
Remember when that guy who worked here, Allie, got fired recently and he was one of the guys? He's the guy that I think fired us officially on Christmas Eve. And it was funny. Not funny. It's never funny when someone gets fired, but
I mean, it was kind of funny.
When you're one of the people that's kind of crossing names off the list for years, cross off, not important, cross off, cross off. We'll send them off into the holidays without a job. And then eventually your name gets crossed off the list. There is something, there is some sweetness about it.
Poetic, yeah.
Something poetic. And now that we're, you know, back on the air and stuff, and there is a feeling that way. And for all of the suits and the higher-ups that are, and I get it, it's profit, we're capitalism, the whole thing, but you're eliminating these jobs, and you don't understand right now, especially because L.A., it seems like all these jobs are going away. But in the movie film industry, they should be doubling and tripling down right now and bringing more and more of these jobs back to this town, because what you end up losing all the creativity and all of the spark that in many ways, you know, is what this whole area was built on.
Yeah, think about sucks. Every guy named Brian dressed in all black with a ponytail, just, you know, operating cameras,
right,
bringing people from the people mover over to the set. That's their life. That's their daily life and their livelihood. And you're going to take that away from them. And there are people that have left the industry and said, I tried getting back in the industry. I was doing something every, you know, 5 days a week. I was working on this show and this show. And then because of AI also replacing some jobs and also just cutting costs of movies and TV,
stuff
or being like, oh,
to
we're going
to
spend all this movie on an A-lister and then we're going to cut the staff.
Tax write-offs, go shoot it in Canada.
Totally.
All this stuff is happening.
There's so many different factors. So it's really rough.
It's been that way for a bit. And, you know, I always talk to my friends that are still, quote, in the industry, and I say, are things getting better yet? And they're like, there's like signs they could be getting better, but they could also be getting worse.
But it's all media.
That's right.
Right? I mean, everyone is trying to be like, we don't really need this. We don't really. They're all cutting corners left and right because nobody's making as much money as they used to. Plenty of restaurants in Southern California are hard to get into because they are fancy and full of A-listers. But what if you could pay
to skip that line and get a reservation anytime you want it. And then you're that cool person that's like, hey, I got us into Spago or whatever it is. All you have to do is pay. There's a new app. This is in Chicago, but it's, I think this is something that is going to go national in no time.
It's called Dorsia. The app is called Dorsia.
That's
it's
not,
launching.
Not new.
This is it?
No, Dorsia's been around for a while.
Well, I think this is fascinating. I didn't know about this.
Let me tell you something. I know someone that had it, and it sucks for them because you, at some of these restaurants, I didn't realize this, you do have to pay for the reservation.
$200 a year.
And then there's a membership fee. And then, some depending on how in demand the restaurant or table is, they will put a minimum you have to spend.
What?
Oh, yeah. And I didn't know that. One time, I was in Miami, and a guy got a table at a hard-to-get restaurant, and then he said, by the way, we have a minimum we have to hit of
$1,000. $1,000?
And luckily, one of the guys there was putting it on his business expense, so I didn't have to worry about that, but it was one of those things where I was like, well, it would have been nice to have known that up front.
Wow, it's nice that you have those fancy friends that are already using this app.
Yeah, that was a friend of a friend. I was lucky to get the invite.
In Chicago, with 17 restaurants, most of them are high-end. All of them are hard to get into. Starting at $200 a year, the app will give you a chance to book reservations that aren't open to the public.
So if you can't get it on Resy or OpenTable, then you can be a part of this higher echelon app where you can get a reservation above anybody else. It's not fair.
There's a great pizza place in LA that's not fancy, but it's just really small. They only have like 5 tables in there. So it's impossible to get in because I think they only do reservation on 2 of the tables. I would love, like if someone said to me you could pay $20 and get a table, I would happily do it, but you can't even do that.
Yeah, but I wonder if it would be good to do like, it's like, you know, you just pay one time to get the reservation versus paying every single year for potential. Like, how often are you going out to eat at these places? I guess if you're rich, it might be a lot.
Do you remember the side hustle I came up with years ago, which was getting all the good reservations on Valentine's Day and then selling them off for people that need them, like last minute.
Right.
Because at the time, you know,
people were doing that with tea times too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then you came, but like that was, but reservations used to be
tea times on Valentine's Day?
Used to be easy.
Not on Valentine's
easy
Day.
To book though, because the reservation, you used to be able to just call, give your name, and table for two. And then all of a sudden, restaurants started getting wise to it and they started going, put a credit card down to hold the reservation.
So this app, Dorsia, you say it's been around for a while. Why hasn't it expanded then?
Maybe there's not enough people. I mean, you're talking to like the top 0.01% that are going to pay for that. What type of regular person would actually pay?
Yeah, but why not? Why wouldn't an LA restaurant be like, I want to be a part of that? Here, add our name to the list. Just have as many restaurants as possible on there, and as many douches that want to pay for it can pay for it.
I bet they probably charge the restaurants a fee too. I would imagine the restaurants are already.
Well, the restaurants say they are being a part of it because, like we were saying, even if the restaurant's full, they're not making as much profit as they used to. So they want to use this as an extra source of income. A PSA from Disneyland, please stop standing up on the rides. Maybe we need help to help Disneyland come up with a catchier PSA for this. But it's happening mainly on Tiana's Bayou. It's a trend that started after the video of that kid who stood up right as the big drop happened and kind of ricocheted down the waterfall. People saw that and then said, I should try that. So it's been happening a lot. And now they are cracking down on it. New signs are going up all around Tiana's Bayou to let everyone know, remain seated at all times. Failure to stay seated will result in removal from the park. That just happened to a family. They were all about to stand up right as the boat was going over, and they stopped the ride and removed them all and then sent them out of the park. So they are now keeping an eye on the ride up until that moment. And as soon as someone looks like they're about to stand up, they're stopping the ride, taking them off, and kicking them out.
You think that's a lifetime ban situation? You stand up on a ride?
I don't think that's lifetime.
But they throw you out for the day.
Oh, yeah.
Did we ever find out if that kid was pussing out or what was the situation? Did he think he was going to be cool or?
I don't know if the kid ever gave an interview, but the kid had jumped off the Tiana's Bayou. We couldn't tell if he was trying to be a badass or he was scared of the drops. We tried to jump out of the boat. We don't know what the reason was. If he did it to be a badass, coolest kid ever.
Yeah. Let's just assume that.
He did it because he's a little pussy.
Well, either way, he's an idiot.
Well, we can agree on that, sure.
Yeah, and there are plenty more idiots that
Speaking of idiots, we've officially entered the hour. We will be giving away that sash of stupidity to someone on the show. We welcome you to the hour that will give us the finals of the Dumb Off. Allie's back for the third time. Johnny is looking to see if he can three-peat as Dumb Off champion, and Vanessa's in the mix as well. It's all happening this hour.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before, and that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.